welcome to Connections Radio Show, where we talk about ideas that matter. I'm glad you've made the connection and are with us today. I'm Lori Fitz, your host, and the goal of our show is to explore a wide range of topics that challenge us to see ourselves, our community, and the world around us in ways that get us thinking, get us connected, and perhaps inspired or challenged to take on life, perhaps in a new way. Because we made the connection. So our lives have changed on a dime with COVID-19. Everything that we knew seems to be topsy-turvy, and we're faced with all kinds of challenges. And with those challenges, we need to make a decision. How do we change? What do we need to do? How do we need to act? And can we make sense out of all of this? And we've explored lots of different aspects of COVID-19. We've been exploring anti-racism on our show in the last few weeks, trying to make sense of the world and the way that we know it now. And today, our journey is going to be more of an inward journey. We're going to go inward bound, and we're going to look at challenges and changes over a year with a very wonderful guest. We have Adrienne Jordan. She's a senior consultant for Prouty Project, and she specializes in strategic planning and leadership development. And today she's come to share her story of this last year, her journey of discovery, her journey of challenges, decisions she's made, and gifts that she's received. So I'm honored to have Adrienne Jordan join us today. Welcome, Adrienne.
Good morning, Lori. I'm so happy to be a part of this show. Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm honored.
Absolutely. So last fall, 2019, life was great. You had the world by the tail. You had it all figured out. All's good. Tell me about that life. Tell me about how everything was just all systems go.
Oh, Lori, just life was beautiful. Last year, this time, I shared with my team, the Prouty Project, which is just the most wonderful people on this earth. I think they're all listening. Hello to them. Good morning. I shared out with them very boldly that my life was in balance. I feel that I have really come to a point where I can start accelerating my growth into my work and really getting involved more in my community. And I just thought, this is the perfect balance of life I have right now. I was living my best life, Lori.
And then you hit a challenge.
And then I hit a challenge. I was putting on a sports bra and found a lump. And I don't have breast cancer in my family. I do not have any indication that I would be needing to worry about breast cancer. So I made an appointment the next week just to make sure it wasn't anything. I just had a physical 2 months ago and had checked out just fine. And biopsy came back that it was breast cancer. And so the whirlwind began, where it was a flurry of opinions and appointments, and at the end of the day, decided to go to Mayo. I felt most comfortable.
I'm going to take you back to a moment when you discovered you had breast cancer. Tell me about that moment.
So first of all, there's this fear, and it's like a flash of your life that just says, well, what in the world, and what if I die? And that was my experience, is what if I die? I've gone, there's this instant change from living your best life to you might die, because when you're diagnosed with breast cancer, they don't tell you, okay, it's this stage, and it's this aggressive, and it's spread or it hasn't spread. They just tell you you have breast cancer, and then you have weeks of tests to determine what kind it is, how aggressive it is, what stage, has it spread throughout your body? And so there's these constant considerations of what does this really mean to me? And so at that moment, and I really believe that everything will be okay. And so I had to decide at that moment that I truly believed that. I had to decide that.
So did you? You got a phone call.
And, I got a phone call.
And what was your first instinct in that after that phone call, after you hung up?
Shock. So I was at the Pride Project offices. It was a Monday. They waited to call me until 4 p.m. I hung up. I was in shock, and my life flashed. Then I walked out of the door and announced to anybody who was around me. I had this open, fun office space. And I started crying, and I said, I have breast cancer. And I just remember the hugs and that, like, shock, and then I remember getting my purse and walking out the door and just saying, I have to go call people. I have to call some people, like my mom and my family. But, again, Lori, I don't even know, like, how bad it is or how good it is. And so you have to just – I decided that – at that moment, I get to be scared and I get to cry. And then I also get to say, I believe I will be okay. And there were up and down moments. So it's not like I was always walking around like, I'm okay and everything's okay. No, there are times I'm like, what is going on? However, at the very foundation of me, I had to decide there's a purpose in this. I'm going to be okay. And what am I here to learn? I'm a student of the storm. And what am I here to learn about it?
And I have to believe there's a moment in all of that that you're also thinking to yourself, can I do this alone?
Yes.
And you're a very capable woman, professional, a leader. And suddenly you're faced with something that you might not be able to do alone.
And here's the deal. I maybe am the most independent of independent people, where it's just like, I'll handle it. I got it. I'll handle it. And it quickly became evident. I've never had a serious illness before in my life. Quickly became evident that if I decided to do this alone, I was not going to be okay. And when I say okay, that means I'm going to thrive through this. I'm going to learn any lessons. I'm going to live. And in doing that, when you're faced with such a serious illness, you just sometimes don't even know what to think. And just having the presence of others to ground you and to remind you that things are going to be okay is so helpful.
And in that, there is a moment of terror with cancer.
Yes.
That suddenly all of the illusions that have been about how you can plan and do things and you follow the map and everything's going to be fine. And suddenly the map's like taken away from you and you're facing, I don't know what the next step is.
That's exactly right. Your calendar is cleared.
Yeah. All those to-do lists? What happened to the to-do list? It's a whole new kind of to-do list.
And you're not in control of it.
Right.
You don't even know what it is. And I remember one of my chemotherapy treatments, or the first one actually, is when I really understood the rug had been pulled out from under me, that I wasn't in control. I had walked in, I was laughing, I'm joking, my sister is there with me. And it's my first time ever getting chemo. So they're like, okay, you might react. They said some people don't. So let's just see how you go. So, you know, 7-8 minutes in, they're like, usually you would have reacted by now. I'm like, no, I got this. This is, I have got it.
And did I tell you that I was superwoman? I'm good.
I want to say 5 seconds later, everything fell apart. My heart started racing. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk. My body was rejecting the chemo. There's nothing I could do about it. It all fell apart. And all I could do was listen to my sister. I remember her saying, just breathe. They hit the button. So five nurses came in and they're doing all these things to get my blood pressure and make sure. And I'm like, okay, I'm officially out of control. I now understand that I am not in control of this and that I need help from others. And that I'm going to believe that I'm going to be okay. However, it's not going to be Adrienne doing this on her own.
And that's an opening, isn't it, at that moment?
It is. It is.
There's a saying, in China about crafting a pot, and when it's broken, most people will throw it away. But what they do is they actually use gold to mend the pot, because the brokenness is something to be valued, and something
That's
to be
beautiful.
Honored. And so often I think when we talk about a broken heart, it's like, it feels like, well, that's the end. Well, maybe that's the beginning. Maybe that's a heart opening. Maybe that's an opening that allows you to connect more deeply to others and have an empathy. There's another story that I've heard about leaders, and it may be a myth, and I like it if it's a myth, in Africa, that you have a chief actually has their ankle broken before they become a chief, so that they can understand empathy, and that that empathy of understanding the pain and growing through pain actually connects you more deeply to the people you need to lead.
That I really love that. I had not heard that story, and it reminded me of this. It was either a podcast or a book. I don't know what I was reading or watching, where they were talking about vulnerability and how it's possible and necessary, actually, to make meaningful connections and relationships with people. What you need is to be able to help others. So, and that I was good at. I can help you. I'm going to run in and I'm going to help and I'm going to do these things. And look at Adrian, she helped you. You're helped. And they said, and there have to be these openings in your life that others can help you, because you, that shows vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking to myself, this all happened where I'm living my best life and I see this, and I was thinking to myself, well, I don't know if I'm going to need it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to build relationships that way, because I don't know if I actually need any help with anything.
Right? Oh, the universe loves to give you gifts.
And I was like, oh, well, how am I going to build relationships? I don't know how to. And so when we think about this empathy and the breaking of the ankle and the breakdown of what I think you said, what we think we're in control of, is that I needed a lot of help, and I had to act for it and receive it. And I think it was harder for me to receive it sometimes than to ask for it. And I remember my neighbor one day, I just started a new cycle of chemo, and I was feeling so bad. And Kennedy, my daughter, 15-year-old daughter, I share custody, so she was at her dad's. So I was all alone in my house, and I was sitting down, and I thought, I don't have any thing to eat, and I don't have the energy to make anything. I promise you, Laura, I'm not making this up. 30 seconds later, my neighbor texted me, and she's like, I just left on your front stoop. She's like, I don't want to come in. I don't want to get you sick or anything. She's like, but we just had baked ziti. She's like, there's baked ziti, and there's something to drink, and it's warm. I just took it out of the oven, and there's a cookie if you feel like eating that. And she's like, it's on your stoop, so please go grab it because it's warm. And I cried, because I was like, wow, even when I didn't ask for it, the help was there.
And what I
had to receive it.
And what I hear in that, in receiving that, is there's a gift of trust that there's something bigger. And and that is, you know, switching from I can do it to I need to trust in something bigger. And that that trust and that faith is deepened, and that becomes the gift of realization of what I not only can do this, but I can do this by working with others and trusting others. And there'll be a time for me to lead, and then there's a time for me to be supported.
That's right. Can I talk a little bit about my Proudy team?
You can, but I'm going to save it for the next segment. Because the Proudy team is, I'm excited and want to hear more about that, but I do need to take a break. So with saying about Proudy, you can find out more about what Adrian does by going to the Proudyproject.com. That's Prouty project.com. Go to contact and you can find a way to connect with Adrian. I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to Connections Radio Show. I'm Lori Fitz, your host. And today we're taking an inward bound journey. We are traveling with Adrienne Jordan, who's with the Prouty Project. She's a senior consultant. She does strategic planning and leadership development. And she's had quite a year. And we're talking about that year. In the fall, a year ago fall, she had the world by the tail and suddenly was hit with breast cancer and needed to make some decisions when this challenge came about. And she found a way through her decisions to open up and let people help her and discovered what that meant. It's hard for a superwoman to ask for help, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
And that kryptonite, just can melt you.
It's vulnerability.
Yeah.
It's saying, I can't do it all, and I need your help to help me. And I know we took the break, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about my team support, because I think that was critical. I'm at a very small firm. We have 14 people, small but mighty. And so, as you can imagine, anyone with a serious illness who is now out of the workflow, that workflow goes somewhere. And so, just at the very base level, the willingness and the openness to just doing whatever people needed to do to help me was amazing. And then on top of that, I had my sister set up a drive train for me. So at Mayo, I was at Mayo for all of my chemo. So I had 16 appointments that I needed to make it down to Rochester every week for. And I had people sign up to drive me, spend all day with me at chemo, and drive back. So this was a commitment. This isn't dropping off, you know, a book or some thoughts. It's like literally changing your life for a day to help me. And people signed up to do that. And a lot of my team signed up to do that, to drive down with me. And that was a real treasure of being able to spend uninterrupted time with anyone, and especially people that you work with. And for them to see, and for me to be with them and see me go through a really complicated time in my life, I feel like helped to deepen our relationship so much, and I have so much gratitude. Every milestone I had was celebrated at the Prouty Project. We had She's Done With Chemo Party, or the, you know, it was all of these things. There were pictures and quotes that were sent to me. I have a wall of cards and inspirational quotes that people saw that they would just give me, and there was this constant love from my team that I think was so critical. We even wore pink wristbands. Carrie Balzer, our office manager, got us all these pink wristbands that says, they say no one fights alone. And so we'd wear them, everybody. We'd wear them all the time. Our clients would ask. And so I remember there's one morning, our CEO, Mike Dunley, had dropped me off from chemo, and my driveway was full of snow, and my neighbors hadn't yet gotten to it. And it was dark. It was the deepest part of January, and it just had been a full 2 days of appointments that he'd been with me at Mayo. And he was like, nobody's shoveling your driveway. He couldn't believe it. And so that next, it was the next day or 2 days later, a team of people from our office went to shovel. They left work, took shovels, and went and shoveled my driveway. And so when I think about the Prouty Project, and we talk about culture, and we do that a lot with our clients, we think about it as people like us do things like that. And that's what I think about when, you know, people like us and like the Prouty Project did stuff like that for me. And that was just an amazing view of what a workplace could look like. It can really look like a family. So I wanted to make sure that I was able to share that.
And absolutely, it's a gift that you were able to gain through an experience that you had no idea, you know, going into this mystery of where and what would happen, and how people showed up, and the time that you would not have necessarily had to be able to really engage and connect in a deeper way if you had not had that time where you were struggling and allowing folks to help you through that. I mean, what a gift to have that deeper relationship, that deeper experience.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That you shared together. And you allowed the sharing. There are some people that can get very private during this time. And it's very difficult. And that decision is as valid as yours, but the richness of your gift in sharing with others, that by opening up, it can be a community that supports and not
right.
just an individual.
That's right. That's right.
So during this time, I'm coming up to a break, but I'm going to tease us into our next segment.
Yeah.
You've gone through this chemo, and suddenly now it's winter, and you're going to be looking at doing a leadership retreat. And there's a lot of questions about, you know, expectations before about how you did it, and now things need to change. And so with that, I'm going to tease the audience that we will go into winter and spring in our next segment to hold on. and lots of things happened this last spring that added to your journey that we'll explore as well. So stay with us. You're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, and we're on Connections Radio Show, making the connections on our inward journey. Welcome back to Connections Radio Show. I'm Lori Fitz, your host. On our show, we talk about ideas that matter. And today we're doing an inward-bound journey. We are going inward with our friend Adrienne Jordan, who is a senior consultant for Prouty Project. She specializes in strategic planning and leadership development, and she has had an incredible year. And during our time together, we started off talking about the fall, where a diagnosis of breast cancer and how the world changed. And then there was the discovery of how to connect more deeply with friends, family, coworkers. What did that look like? And what are the gifts of discovery in connecting more deeply when you need to ask for help? And it's very hard to ask for help when you are a woman that is accomplished and can do it all and has the world by the tail. And suddenly there's a need for a connection.
Mm-hmm. And Lori, I want to mention that through it all, I think the gift is this ability to ask and receive and the gratitude of these deeper relationships, and also this idea of the baton has been passed, and now it's time for me to show up for others. And so there was one morning where the amazing Peter Bailey, we both know Peter and his wife Tanya, just stopped by my house and brought things, you know, and they just showed up for me. And I just, this idea of all of these small little gifts and blessings along the way where people just showed up for me, I feel such a deep sense of responsibility to show up for others. And so,
I was going to say, and that's kind of interesting in terms of the next challenge you faced was you had this leadership retreat that came up in the winter.
Yes.
And would you and could you and how should you show up? And and all your expectations of what you've done in the past in leadership development, my guess was kind of turned on its ear.
Yeah, it was. And so to set the stage, a colleague of mine, Ann David Mann, and I were hired about the same time to the Prouty Project 2 years ago. And we both came in as strategic planning consultants with this passion around women's leadership and women's development. And so very early on, we decided to think about putting together a program and a leadership development program for women, and went to Jeff with the idea, and Jeff Prouty, our founder, who, by the way, also took me on a trip to Mayo, so even the founder took me for a full day down. He said, if you build it, I'll launch it, and let's see what can happen. Let's try it. So Anna and I spent about a year just developing and designing a program where we really wanted to ignite women to purpose. And so it was focused on the whole person. And sometimes you'll see traditional women's leadership programs, maybe Stanford, for example, where it's very academic and focused on the workplace. And we felt like as women who have 20-plus years of experience in lots of different industries and different positions, we felt it very important that we focus on the whole person. And our belief is that women who are really connected to purpose who are deeply, meaningfully connected to others with relationship in relationship are going to be amazing, inspiring leaders. So we started from the inside out and developed this really wonderful program. We did some white space analysis. Anne has a background in market research, and so we were able to utilize a lot of her skills around where's the white space, what resonates with women, and then what can we as an organization impact? So there are certain things that resonate with women. However, we are an experiential, immersive organization where we really need to be able to get to the heart of things and impact at a people level. And so our white space analysis really led us to let's focus on self around confidence and mindset and purpose. Then let's connect around meaningful relationships. And then let's do some work and inspire leadership. So we developed a 20-woman cohort program. We launched last fall. Three-day retreats with the same 20 women around these concepts. Just amazing results. And so that's the stage that has been set. We've launched this program. I've started chemo. And the first retreat was in October, second retreat, February. And so February for me, as a co-leader with Anne and Kristen, Jonathan, Jana Wallace, and Caitlin White were also part of the Priority I Will team. February was the deepest, darkest part of my chemo. So isn't that how life always works?
Exactly.
Like one, your baby that you've built and we've toiled and it's like, this is it. And the retreat for connection to others in February was at the lowest point of the hardest part of my chemo. And COVID was rearing up. So we had not gotten to shelter at home. But we had gotten to, we might want to start paying attention to COVID. And my immune system is suppressed. So all of these.
Oh, and by the way, I'm probably extra vulnerable.
Yes, I'm extra vulnerable, figuratively and literally. So the decision, the leadership decision is, do I help facilitate this in-person retreat? It was at the Healing Hotel downtown with 20 women. COVID's coming. My immune system is at its lowest. And I had to decide. And I just want to be clear that from the very beginning, the Pride Project, we had a kind of a sit-down, the full team, and everyone was like, all right, what do you expect? How can we help you? Are you going to be able to do this? They were very protective of me. And I kind of I remember at this team meeting, I said, listen, everybody, I will let you know if I need help, and I need to trust that you will let me know if you think I'm not meeting expectations. So they let me drive that train around. Okay, if you want to do it, do it. If not, have a backup plan. And so we had alternate plans for the February retreat. I decided, yes, if I am careful, if I stay in my room as much as I can, if I take naps, because the one side effect from chemo for me that was the strongest was exhausted. I just had extreme fatigue. I didn't have a lot of nausea. I was just tired. And so facilitating anything takes a lot of energy. And so just people were protective, and I had to make a decision, and I decided I believe that I will be okay. So it goes back to this. I believe I'll be okay. I will be careful. I can do this. And they trusted me in that decision. I trusted myself in that decision. I trusted God in that decision. And it worked. And it worked, thankfully.
And
with the help of a really great team to support the areas that when I had to take naps or I had to eat in my room without eating with a group.
And what I love about that is that the vision for this from the beginning was about purpose. That you had you had a belief at the beginning that it's women of purpose, when you have that sense of purpose, that you can thrive. And that idea really is a through line throughout it all. And even facing, you know, this is your baby. This is what you've dreamed about putting together. This is what, you know, this is it. And suddenly you may not be what you have assumed, you know, totally on your game.
Yeah.
and wanting to create perhaps the image of what you thought was important to be on your game and what purpose means and what it can look like. And suddenly you're not what you think you want to look like, but what you are is so much more powerful in that moment.
I agree. Oh, I love that, Lori, the way you put that. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Well, and I think that's part of the gift, isn't it? Right there, you know, that, oh my gosh, it does answer the question about do women of purpose have a resiliency to move forward? Mm-hmm. And what does that look like when it's not a perfect picture?
And that's right. I think a lot, that makes me think about expectations and success based on expectations. And so if I had gone in with this rigid idea of what success looks like and I am not successful if it doesn't look exactly like this, then I would have missed the gift and the blessing within the experience. And instead, I think because I had to be vulnerable, I could not, there was no choice. It had to look different than what I maybe would have originally planned it to look like. Because of that, it was much more rich, because we were in effect, the Parati I Will team, as well as me, were actually living the concept out that we were actually teaching to the women around vulnerability and connection and leadership. And so it was much more meaningful and much richer, and it didn't look anything like I would have originally thought.
But
you just have to let go.
Right. But
it
did answer the deep belief that you had in terms of purpose is important. It just played out to allow you to have that discovery of what that means in a richer way. Now, I don't think any of us want to have a chronic illness hit us so that we can.
No, I don't recommend. If there's another way, do it that other way.
But it is a wake-up call. You know, it is a moment where you have to shake, rattle, and roll all the expectations and all the things that kind of create a convenience to, you know, our sensibilities. And I think it is important. And we all have been faced with shaking up our world with COVID-19. But you had a deeper sense in terms of this was just one more of vulnerability and truly going for what does it mean to have purpose and to connect at a deeper level.
Yes. And I am more than grateful for the experience and thankful about being able to receive a different experience and bloom within that. And so just really understanding purpose isn't rigid and that you can move within it and navigate within it in a beautiful and fluid way that still gets you to purpose. And so I really thank you for that insight. I like the way that
and
that
to be
put that.
Underneath it all in embracing purpose is embracing bravery.
Yeah.
And what does bravery look like? And bravery can also be asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
There is a brave act.
Yes. And being fearful and still doing it. Right? Every person that walked by, and I'm like, germs, you know, like, however, there's this trust and there's this belief and there's a fear, and you do it anyway.
In French, if you look at courage, the word cœur is heart. So courage really is with heart.
Yes, I love that.
You may be frightened, but it's with heart that we become brave.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like your whole journey has really been a heart journey when you go inward. A journey of joy, a journey of discovery, a journey of connection. But I think you need to be willing to take that journey. You need to make that decision. And it's through that decision that eventually the gifts come. You don't think of cancer as a gift, I'm sure.
I think of it as an ugly gift.
Yeah.
I think of it as an ugly gift. But, and I, we were listening. We had a speaker come in to our team. His name is Timmy O'Neill. And he was just talking about, he was this very in shape rock climber who just, again, had the world by the tail. And he had a stroke just out of the blue. No, he had, and he was talking to us, I think, you know, just literally from his, a couple days out from the hospital. And he was talking about how life can just change so quickly. And he said, it really struck me and resonated with me, and I kind of took it. He said it wasn't that he felt like, oh, this is so unfair and this is not deserved. I can't believe this happened to me. He was like, it was just unexpected.
Right.
And so it was just unexpected. And so what is our decision? And he left us with, we can joy ourselves to life or we can worry ourselves to death. And I just really love this. Joy yourself to life. Decide that there is a lesson and that I'm going to be a student of this storm, and then move forward. And it might not look like what you thought it was, but usually it's better.
And with that, I'm going to need to take a break, but I want the audience to know about how to contact you. You can go to proudyproject.com, and that's P-R-O-U-T-Y. project.com. Go to the contact. Send her a note. She'd love to hear from you. And her journey is one that we all can share in as we go inward and exploring how do we face change? What is our challenge? What decisions do we want to make? And are there gifts and what are those gifts? And so we'll be right back after just a few short commercials to continue our inward journey. Welcome back to Connections Radio Show. I'm Lori Fitz, your host, and we've been on an inward journey looking at how do we face the challenges of change? What do we do? What's our decisions that we make? How do we envision something for ourselves? And what do we leave ourselves open to in taking in it all and finding the gifts? Because there are gifts there. And we've had the chance to go on this journey with Adrienne Jordan. She's a senior consultant for the Proudy Project. She specializes in strategic planning and leadership development. And this year, she's been gifted with lots of lessons on leadership, haven't you?
Yeah.
But not all the gifts that you may have signed up for, like, oh, yeah, I want that gift.
I joke all the time. I have a really strong faith, and joke all the time with friends. I'm like, okay, I've had lots of growing. God, I would appreciate it if we slow down my learning a little bit for the next year.
But I love you. You've asked you positioned yourself in and centered yourself that women of purpose make great leaders.
Yes,
and you centered yourself that it's important to have a significant journey in life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of significance in facing your breast cancer, connecting with your team more deeply, and making and coming to some deeper realizations about what leadership means.
Yeah.
Tell me about the values about Proudy. I know you're very proud of those.
I am. Our values, and you know, I talk about culture where people like us do things like that, like this. Our adventure, generosity, and curiosity. And I think those we absolutely live. And once COVID is over, I invite listeners to please come to our offices. They're amazing, and they're open, and they're fun, and there's music. And we are like, people describe us as like a fresh breath of air. and we do things uniquely and differently and with heart. And so I really invite people to come out to our offices. And so those are our values. And so
And the values, again, generosity, curiosity, and adventure.
And adventure.
I love it.
And I see in my journey and all of those playing out. And if you meet any one of us, you'll see those very clearly. And it's fun to see as you reflect back on a life journey over this last year to see how those really played out too. And so as I think about generosity and just really being generous with myself and with others and the generosity of others to me played out over and over and over again. And this idea of adventure and rising to the challenge and making tough decisions that might be riskier than you think. And so that really playing out. And then curiosity. We didn't get a lot into just this this personal growth that happened as well over this year. Really plays out asking questions of myself, asking of others, trying to get a deeper understanding of who we are in this world and what we're here to do and how do I do that in a way that honors my purpose. And so I just, we feel those, we live those. You'll see those if you meet any of us in the store or in the office. Mm-hmm. That we're truly authentically ourselves around those values.
And I want to take one more question with you in terms of looking at your journey this last year, this trajectory of growth and understanding. And you started off with a sense of purpose in women and leadership. Tell mm-hmm. me more about what you think now that looks like when it comes to purpose. You know, when mm-hmm. when you are connecting with others and engaging with them and supporting them to be brave and to take on that purpose, what does that look like now?
Yeah. So I believe my purpose in life is really around bringing and receiving positive energy, encouraging others, and then bringing insight. I always joke, like, if you need an opinion, ask me, because I am happy to share my opinion. And so as I think about this journey and purpose within it and what that means for women leaders is I think what we talked about way earlier is around empathy and vulnerability. It's all of these things that if you were to say, well, that's a top CEO, maybe you'd hear a different answer. But from our insight and perspective, it's about empathy and self-awareness and vulnerability and understanding why you're here and that your race is your race and you're not in competition. We are all connected, moving towards a better, more beautiful world. And so it just has affirmed that belief in me and has shown me different ways that people can get there into their purpose. It'll make me a much better facilitator and leader of our women's retreats as well.
And Adrienne,
because of this journey.
Andrea, I want to thank you so much for sharing your journey and being vulnerable and connecting with the AM 950 Connections audience and allowing
Thank
us
you,
to learn more about who you are and what you do. And again, I encourage our audience to consider connecting up with the Prouty Project. You can connect with them at PROUTYproject.com. Go to the connect section, the contact section, and tell me you want to talk with Adrienne. She's wonderful, and she's there for you as well. And thank you for joining us today and going on this journey together.